I wanted to touch. I wanted to touch on these polls, okay? And basically discuss a little bit, just a little bit, just a little bit, just a little bit, just a little bit, of how crazy, how insane, and how utterly ridiculous these polls are when it pertains to Trump versus Hillary and Hillary versus Cruz and Hillary versus Kasich and Bernie Sanders versus Trump. And now, polls work when they are real. And what I mean by that is you have Wisconsin, or you have New York, or you have Florida, or you have a general election, and you have a clear choice. There is no suspending reality. So you have a general election, Hillary Clinton versus Donald Trump. That's it. It's real. It's not a hypothetical. It's real. What that poll says, state by state, is for the most part, depending on who's doing the poll, legitimate. Quinnipiac or Monmouth, it's somewhat more, I would say, than 60 or 70% reliable. Okay? And that's legit. When you have a primary, Trump, Cruz, Kasich, Pennsylvania, poll states Trump 30, Cruz 20, Kasich, that's legit. That's real. But when you start going now, Trump versus Hillary, Fox News poll. Hillary destroys Trump, 49 to 38. Hillary versus Cruz. She loses by 4 points. Hillary versus Kasich. Kasich destroys Hillary. So as you see, Donald Trump should not be the nominee, because he will get destroyed. Listen, do you understand how ludicrous those polls are? Do you understand how ludicrous those polls are? Bernie Sanders versus John Kasich. Bernie wins by 10 points. Bernie Sanders against Ted Cruz. Bernie Sanders wins by 12 points. And Bernie Sanders against Donald Trump, he kills Trump. He kills him. So as you see, listen, let me explain to you how ludicrous, absolutely ludicrous, these polls are. And the only reason these polls come out is to create a narrative or a topic for these programs. When it comes to Fox, it gives them a segment for every single one of their shows. So this poll, the Fox poll that came out, was used on O'Reilly. It was used on Hannity. It was used on Megyn Kelly. It was used on Greta. It was a 10-minute segment that included pundits like Karl Rove and Krautheimer, where they then discussed what the polls meant and the fact that Trump being beaten soundly by Hillary is evidence that he will be a weak general election candidate, and the fact that John Kasich beats Hillary Clinton shows that he's a stronger candidate. That all it is a talking heads segment. It's not real. It's not logical. And it serves no point except to create a narrative, to create segments for television and or radio. And if they could change some people in that span, then more power to them, because ultimately TV, radio, it's all propaganda. It's all trying to sway an opinion. It's not news. It's propaganda. And depending on who's spewing the propaganda is the point or the leader, and where that backtracks to gives you a clue on what their agenda is, if that makes any sense. And let me explain to you. When you have Donald Trump, okay, when you have Donald Trump at 8 million votes, okay, you have this primary season. So you have Trump, Kasich, and Cruz crisscrossing the states. And you have Trump at close to 8 million votes. And you have Ted Cruz at, 5 million. And you have John Kasich at a million. That means the Republican electorate does not want John Kasich. They do not want John Kasich. Okay? He's won one state. That's it. One state. And take that state away. Take the concept of winning a state. Take the concept of delegates. Take that stuff away. Just base the popular vote. Just do the popular vote. Okay? You're talking about someone that's barely over a million votes. It is absolutely ridiculous to have a poll where you go, hey, if John Kasich faced Hillary Clinton, who would you vote for? I'll vote for John Kasich. Even though that person didn't vote for John Kasich in the primary. And the concept has to be Donald Trump and Ted Cruz died. That has to be the concept. The only way these polls are legitimate is that person has to go in to that poll with the assumption that Donald Trump and Ted Cruz died. Because the only way Cruz would face Hillary Clinton, or the only way Kasich would face Hillary Clinton, is Kasich winning votes, winning states, winning the popular vote. Then he would face Hillary Clinton. That's it. So the poll is illogical, considering that Kasich would only face Hillary Clinton if Ted Cruz and Donald Trump died. That's it. Are you following me? To say Bernie Sanders, the socialist, beats all three Republican candidates is absolutely illogical, because he can't beat Hillary Clinton. So in turn, you have to say Hillary Clinton died. Hillary Clinton died. She died. She died. There is no Hillary Clinton. Hillary Clinton does not exist. Yet you can't play those polls as, Bernie does better, So in turn, Bernie should be the nominee. You can't do that. Those polls basically are these candidates don't exist. They died. So when you hear Kasich go, I'm the only one that beats Hillary Clinton. I'm the only one. That's why I should be the nominee. No, that's not accurate. The poll is conducted as if Donald Trump died and Ted Cruz died. The poll is presented to the people. You have John Kasich and you have Hillary Clinton. So that's the only choice I have. What about Donald Trump? Donald Trump doesn't exist. What about Ted Cruz? Ted Cruz doesn't exist. Marco Rubio doesn't exist. They don't exist, but they do exist. I know they exist, but pretend they don't exist. You got to pretend they don't exist. I got to pretend they don't exist. Yeah, you got to pretend they don't exist. But why do I got to pretend they don't exist? Why? Because in theory, you would be the leader. In theory, okay, I'll pretend they don't. All right, here we go. The only person you have, and Hillary. Oh, well, then I'll go with Kasich. Okay. Do you understand? You understand why these polls are illogical? They're meaningless. When you say to somebody, okay, Bernie Sanders against Ted Cruz. Well, where's Hillary? I want Hillary. Well, Hillary's dead. What do you mean Hillary's dead? Well, we can't factor Hillary in. It's not Hillary. If it's just Bernie Sanders. Yeah, but it's not Bernie Sanders. It's Hillary. Okay, she died. I mean, that's how it has to play out. That's how it has to play out. That's how it has to play out. It can't play out any other way. You can't play it out any other way. Because John Kasich has about 1 million votes. He's got about 1.5 million votes. Donald Trump has got about 8 million votes. He's got about 8 million votes. And if you add Ted Cruz's votes to Donald Trump's votes, you're close to 13 million. So you have 13 million people that don't want John Kasich. So the logic that John Kasich does better against Hillary Clinton than Ted Cruz and Donald Trump is illogical. It's illogical. Do you understand? It's illogical. It's illogical. Absolutely illogical. When Monmouth does a poll and says Clinton leads Trump 48-38. Only 73% of the Republicans said they'd support Trump. While Clinton has the support of 89% of the Democrats, Trump edges Clinton 40-39% among independents. Again, illogical. Illogical. Because you still have people in these races. So you have to say to them, okay, suspend your reality. Suspend it. It's just illogical. I mean, you could sit there and say, all right, Hillary Clinton versus Kanye West. Who would you vote for? Who would you vote for? And then if you have people that vote for Kanye West and he edges out Hillary, you run a story that says Kanye West beats Hillary Clinton in a one-on-one matchup. Hypothetical. It's BS. It's bump. It's bunk. Kasich leads Clinton 46-41 in the swing states and has an even bigger lead, 47-36, in the leaning states. Kasich has the best favorability rating of any candidate at 50% positive and 18% negative. Okay, so why does he only have a million people that have voted for him in the Republican primaries? See how illogical this is? You see how illogical this is? Who's the most popular? I don't even know. Hillary Clinton versus Beyonce. Who would you vote for? It's just illogical. It's illogical. And this is the type of stuff, this is the type of stories that give people like Kasich and Scott Walker some sense of hope. When Kasich goes, I'm going to take it all the way to the convention. Because if you look at the polls, I'm the only person that beats Hillary. I'm the only person that beats Hillary in the swing states. I'm the most viable candidate. Well, if you're the most viable candidate, why are the Republicans not voting for you now? Well, I would be the most viable if all these other choices were not on the menu. Well, that's like having a food menu. And you say liver is the most popular item on this menu. And you go, what else is on the menu? And you go, nothing. We took every other option off. Oh, so the only option I have is liver. And this is the only restaurant and the only place I can get food. Yep. So what you're saying is I have no choice but to have this liver. Yep. Okay. Okay. That's the concept. All right, John Kasich, you're the only person on the bet. You're the only Republican. That's it. That's it. That's it. See how these polls are BS? These polls. I'm not talking about your state polls, your primary polls, and I'm talking about the Monmouth and Quinnipiac, you know, these legit polls. Those polls mean something. Who are you going to choose, Bernie or Hillary? Who are you going to choose, Trump, Cruz, Kasich? But when you're doing the hypothetical and you're trying to create a narrative off the hypothetical, you're trying to create a story off the hypothetical, you're trying to change politics. You're trying to change. You're trying to change rules. You can't do that. You can't sit there and give John Kasich hope. You can't have John Kasich do what Rick Santorum and Newt Gingrich did 4 years ago, where they try to run it out for two more months. You can't keep planting this hope in Kasich's mind. So Kasich goes, look at those polls. Yeah, but John, the only reason that is because no one else was on the menu. You were it. You're the only person on the menu. You're the only person on the menu. That's it. Right now, with other Republicans on the menu, they don't want you. Makes me crazy. It really does. It just makes me nuts. Absolutely makes me nuts. I'm getting nutty here. Getting nutty. All right, listen. It's time to sign off. Okay? It's the Rob Zicari Show. You guys have been awesome. I'll see you guys and communicate with you guys and all that good stuff on Monday. All right? We'll be back. I'm I might be going to away. I don't know. Maybe I am. Maybe I'm not. I'm going to keep it a mystery. Make sure you check my Twitter. I will be tweeting on a regular basis. I do that a lot. I try to keep my fans engaged. Yes, I do. I try to keep my followers engaged. Last night, had a lot of engagement on my Twitter account. You know, we were posting Ted Cruz articles. It was very, very busy. It was very busy. So follow me. Follow the show. You get all of our updates. You get all of our stories. We're in the process of creating a new website, and I think you guys will love it. I do. I think you guys will love the new website. It'll be done next week. It's going to be awesome. I won't hawk the things that are on the website as much as that little scumbag Mark Levin, that dirty animal. That dirty animal. So stay tuned. Don't forget, it's at Rob Zicari Show. At Rob Zicari Show. Follow us, okay? Find us, follow us, be informed. You will love what we have to offer. I think we're fresh. I think we're a fresh voice in the conservative talk world. Okay, I think we're a fresh voice. Give us a shot. Hopefully, you like us. I think we're different than Roush. I think we're different than Mark Levin. Douche. Definitely better than Michael Medved. Ugh, what a sad sack he is. All right, Michael Medved. I think he's good friends with Lindsey Graham. They definitely are from the same tribe. All right, but listen to us. You guys are the best. You guys rule. Thank you for being with us. Thank you for following us. Thank you for listening to us. You guys rock. You are the best. You are purely awesome. Thank you, and we'll see you, and listen to us Monday, and we'll talk again. Rob Zicari Show. See you later.